Welcome to Breakfast with Tiffany Show. My name is Tiffany Rosdell and I am a Tokyo-based transformational lifestyle coach. In each episode of this podcast, I want to explore the positive transitions other people have made to how they freed themselves from their struggles, what pushed them to overcome their difficulties, and how and why they felt like they could overcome. Breakfast with Tiffany Show is really all about the transitions everyone who wants to succeed makes and what they did to get there. As such, while the focus is on LGBTQ+ journeys, I want to share the stories of all people who have found their way to success. My hope is to have this platform for all of us to be together while listening to successful stories, amazing life experiences, inspirational journeys, as well as having good laughs and lots of smiles. Welcome to the 22nd episode of Breakfast with Tiffany Show. How are you doing? I always love to start my show by saying how I am truly grateful for you for having this time to listen to my podcast. And before we proceed to the episode today, if you are a new listener, please click the subscribe button wherever app you are currently listening to right now, so that we can notify you with our freshest episodes every week. And if you are a regular listener to my podcast, please leave a review or a comment or even write your thoughts on this episode so that we know that you are listening to the podcast. And that's the only way to know that you are listening to the podcast. Plus, it helps me with the algorithms to reach out more people to listen to our podcast show. And speaking of reviews and comments and ratings, our review of the day is coming from Yurie0904. The name sounds familiar. Let me read her review with a 5-star rating titled Best Breakfast. I love your podcast. Thank you so much for sharing your insights and wonderful guest stories. It's nice to hear all episodes, enjoying laugh and emotional moments. Truth stories is inspiring me and I want to think more deeply to myself. Also, I feel like more focused and motivated for creating meaningful life. Thank you so much, Yurie. Yurie is actually one of my closest friends here in Tokyo. Arigatou gozaimasu, Yurie-chan. And thank you always for listening and supporting me ever since I started this podcast. Yurie is also a life coach and now a certified yoga sensei. I met Yurie more than 10 years ago, and ever since we became so close that we even traveled together, we did so many projects of works together, and she's always been with me during my tougher moments in life. I just want to say I am grateful for always supporting me. I really am grateful, and I think I'm really blessed to have you as one of my best friends. I really wish I can have Yurie on my show, but Yurie is still working on her English skills, which I'm going to be teaching her next year so that we can have her on the show. On this 22nd episode of Breakfast with Tiffany Show, I want to share you my journey in running and doing a marathon challenge. Yes, you heard me right. I am going to take a marathon challenge. But first, of course, I don't want to force myself to do a full-on marathon. So I will start by doing a half marathon with a few of my friends here in Tokyo. As you can see, we are still not having big events, but hopefully next year. So how did it all started for me? Well, I remember during my elementary days that I would win in running races in school. Yeah, those were sweet memories. I lost all of it though when I started focusing on attending dance rehearsals, which is one of my favorite. So over the years, I was hoping I could be like the people I'd see running on the streets, where it looked very easy and simple. So my journey started with going to gyms. And I said to myself, I will do this one at a time and not push myself to make new challenges at the same time. I started incorporating gyms by doing each machine that I would use that was including the treadmill. Back then, I think I would go to gyms like 3 or 4 times a week because I used to be a member of one of the gyms. It's good to be a member so that you can go and do it consistently. So I did. My muscles started to build up. My energy got boosted up. And that's when I thought I need to upgrade my workout routine. I felt bored with the usual routines that I did. Then one day, I just decided I should go to my gym just running. I will go to my gym by running, which will take me about 20 minutes from my place. There's a gym which is nearby my place, but I selected the other branches, which is further away from where I live, so that I can run. And that's how it all just naturally came back to me, with the love of running again. I know it took me a while because that last time was, I think I was still in elementary school. And all this started happening to me too when I was thinking differently about my life and began learning new things for myself. Strangely, I also began to love the outside environment and nature that surrounds me. Being productive and doing something during the daytime for myself while I was still active being on the nightlife as my jobs back then. Then when I completely shifted myself into more of a daytime person, that's how it came all to me, even more. I just became a morning person, and I absolutely loved it. So I completely said goodbye to my nightlife and late night parties, and completely shifted myself into more of a daytime person. I tried to experiment a little bit of what's the result or what's the effect on me during the first few years. And I actually felt more energized and I felt more positive. I've been a positive person most of the time, but I became more grateful. I became more aware of my surroundings. My mind is definitely more clear. And you know, when you're running, it actually builds muscles for your heart. And that's what's going to count most of you as you go through your life. And that's how I realized it, that I was able to handle my stresses and my stress from work, dealing with relationships with people, and all other stuff that triggers me. So I definitely think this is one of the key benefits of doing running exercises. Then I started to be attracted to people who's into fitness, people who do a lot of workouts, people who are health conscious, care about their foods, nutrition. Suddenly it all just what I attract to right now. Last year, I was thinking of marathons. I was busy with work and I wanted to focus my energy doing a lot of my work. So I couldn't really focus on doing a lot of runnings and trainings. And then the pandemic hit this year, which made me focus back myself into fitness and my health. I have this friend who I actually interviewed one of my episodes. She owns a cryosonotherapy here in Tokyo. She was doing a lot of marathons in the last few years. She is just like me. She completely changed her lifestyle. And she was also in the nightlife industry for a while. And all of a sudden, she was running into all these marathons. Then I get to keep in touch with her this year and bluntly told her that I wanted to do a marathon. And she was like, I'll train you. And I've been training for several months now during this pandemic with her and a few new friends who really keeps me motivated to do trainings and to be consistently running. This weekend is going to be my first half marathon challenge. I really think I can do it. After this, next year, I will register myself to attend a full-on marathon. Another thing that I kept consistently doing during this pandemic is doing my yoga exercise almost every day, which built up my muscles. Plus, I also take cryosonotherapy sessions, which I think really helped me a lot to be more energetic. And you know your body well. Once you're tired, have a rest. Once you don't feel like you can't really do it, then you don't have to force yourself because otherwise you'll just hurt yourself. I always listen to my body. Every achievement, I always celebrate it with my favorite eating of sweets, mostly chocolates. Or I would celebrate it by having a spa that I can totally relax myself my body and rejuvenate. Some people think maybe you should be strict about your schedule and your diet. I actually didn't have that, but I'm aware of what I'm eating. I never overdo it. And with my schedule, I always schedule that I'm going to do it twice a week at least. It doesn't have to be every day. And the reason why I do this, I am doing this is because I want to, and it's for myself. I think doing a new challenge for yourself improves your strength and ability every time. I'm always up for a challenge, and I will only do it if I think I'm ready and I'll be able to focus on with the process. I never go to gyms anymore, maybe once in a while, and I'm not a member of a gym anymore. And my body is still fit because now I know what's the right diet for me. I've been still experimenting with a few diets right now. And even though I eat sweets, even though I eat sometimes too much carbs, I know how to balance my eating, my exercise, my yoga, stretching. It keeps me healthy, my lifestyle healthy, and mentally as well. The most important thing is I'm really enjoying the process. And it's fun. It's fun getting to know people, keeping in touch with people, getting to meet new friends. And it's been wonderful. I have learned that by just doing it one at a time is definitely one of the keys. And I actually made a progress and defeated my doubts. It made such a real positive impact in me. So I am very happy with my healthy lifestyle now. And I hope you learn something from this. Of course, after this half marathon challenge that I'm going to do this weekend, I will update you with what's going to happen. Next year, not just I'm going to register for a full-on marathon, I am also going to challenge myself to swim in the ocean, which is one of my fear. I had the fear of the ocean before, and I've been working on it. I started doing swimming in the pools this past few years. I luckily met a few people who has been doing this a while now that they would love to train me. And I obviously said, why not? I want to do it slowly and take my time. It will be another challenge that I think I can push myself out of my comfort zone. Every time I push myself out of my comfort zones, it always gives me a boost of confidence. It's also a healthy habit, don't you think? What about you? What's your favorite exercises? Or have you done any challenges like doing a marathon, half marathon, swimming, triathlon? I would love to hear your experience too. Please feel free to share me your stories and journeys by sending me an email or writing it on the reviews, on the comments. I would definitely love to hear it. So yeah, I think this is a great way to end the year of 2020 and start a year for 2021 with new challenges for us to be more healthy and fit and happy and positive and glowing and energetic and living an amazing life. Just always remember one step at a time. I really hope you find this episode really valuable. And if you do, definitely share it to your friends and the people that needs to hear it. A big shout out to Flory, who owns Cryosonotherapy. Breakfast with Tiffany Show would like to give a shout out to Cryomed Japan, located here in Roppongi, Tokyo. Cryomed Japan specializes in the service of cryotherapy. What is cryotherapy? It is literally means a cold therapy. It is a technique where the body is exposed to extremely cold temperatures for several minutes. And by doing that, you will receive plenty of health benefits. I personally use it myself. And the idea is you'll get inside a machine with no clothes, and they will immerse the body in extremely cold air for several minutes. It is usually around negative 130 to 190 degrees Celsius, and it gives the body a mild shock and draws its blood supply inward to the vital organs. After 2.5 minutes, when the therapy is finished, that blood is supposed to rush back to the muscles, full of oxygen and nutrients, and repair damaged tissues. Some of the health benefits that you can get from cryotherapy are: it'll improves your blood circulation, It will boost your metabolism and energy. It will improve balance and agility. It will repair tissue damage. It will treat migraines. It will also improve your sleeps and many more. For me, after trying cryotherapy, when I first tried it, one of the benefits that I received from cryotherapy was I had a good amount of sleep after that day. If your body is tired, it will just make you have a lot of rest and feel relaxed. So that day after I took the first cryotherapy, it literally made me relax and I was able to sleep long hours. One of the best sleeps I've had in my life. So check them out, CryoMed Japan. Their website is cryosauna.jp, cryosauna.jp. I will link in more details on the show notes below. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you reach up until this last minute of the show, I am extremely grateful for you for tuning in the whole entire episode. If you enjoyed our episode today, please share it to your friends. You can copy and paste the link wherever you are listening to right now. Text your friend, share on your Instagram stories or your Facebook page. Tag me on your social media when you post it. I'd love to hear from you. Share your thoughts on the interview that I had today. And if it's your first time here once again, please do me a favor to subscribe on the podcast. Leave us a review. In every review, it makes me so happy. So I'm looking forward to your ratings and review on Apple Podcasts. You can impact someone's life right now by just sharing our episode today. I hope you enjoy this episode today as much as I do. And I hope you know how much you matter. How much I appreciate your time for listening. How much I love you and appreciate you. I am truly grateful for your kindness and your support. And as I always say, sprinkle kindness wherever you go. I love you and stay safe and healthy.